We are more than that. Maybe what do we have more? Power. We are the real lion here. The power of human being now. Is it comparable to that biological power that the monkey was carrying around? All this of imagination, belief, faith, innovation, technology, science, all that will change it. The thing that was good there is no good anymore. You remember in a way, at the beginning of book one, Rumi explained to everyone why you cannot bring something in this space. You should leave something out. He said, we are entering the domain of love. In domain of love, the priority, super priority of life will be reduced to nothing, because the beloved is at the top of priority, and no one comes to second even. That's the only one, period. It's like that. So he talked about it and said, okay, now that his target is doing the thing, let me tell you something. First of all, when I talked about this priority and counting on you and thinking that the universe is me and awesome, blah, 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 this is nonsense like that fly. Try to be like a rabbit. And why I choose the fly and the rabbit? Because I'm not talking about the size. When I talk about the rabbit, I'm talking about an attribute. Listening, having big ears. This is what it is. It's not being big or small. It's not that you have the power or not. This is like the attribute of giving. A lot of people think that giving depends on how much you have. Nonsense! If you're a non-giver, no matter how much you have, you're trying to grab something more. And if you're the poorest and you have an open heart, you will give. It's the same with the power. Said it's even in this talking we're talking about, is that the skin and the juice in it, the essence, the form is irrelevant. The reality, the special situation, we always talk about, in this very special moment of the history, every moment of the history is special. But we want to abuse and say, let's go all this, let's go and understand the meaning. Let's go and understand the essence. How? So to start with one thing. Because there's one thing that if you keep it with, you cannot enter this. Do you remember what that was? How about? Wishes. So these personal wishes, let go of them. Turn them off. Then there will be space for something else. The wind in men is vanity. So with that, wish something more. Precisely vanity. If you are carrying the vanity, don't expect to see the very stuff you're trying to tell you. What are we trying to tell you? It's a long, long paragraph that we saw only half of it. It's too much for one session. Honestly, it's too much for a couple of sessions. He started with this little rabbit and delaying a little bit to make the lion angry. Then he stopped. Only two verses, remember? Then he said, let's talk about this intelligence. How lovely and bizarre this intelligence is. How endless it goes from here to there. And what are we? We are like the little stuff little pots floating in the bliss. As long as you are full of the air, you are remaining at the surface. You will be superficial. I don't know if you could say this in British language, that you are full of air, and then you are superficial. I don't know if you make sense or not. Because being full of air is that. Listen, the knowledge doesn't belong to you, me, or someone. It's an ocean. We don't know even the edge of this ocean. You want to submerge in this ocean and become part of it. It's your choice. Give up that vanity in you, that egocentrism. That egocentrism that nowadays we succeeded to split it among us in a very democratic way. Your own little pharaoh. Everyone has his own castle to defend, blah, 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 blah. These are being full of air. This enormous, complicated happening is happening, and we are part of it. The only thing we should do is to find out what the role is expected us to be playing. To play that role. So let's get out of that one, and at the end, in your answer, even leave whatever interpretation you have in your mind from your religion and your belief and all that. Remember? So here, when we talk about the Prophet, first of all, we call the Prophet the most appreciated. And this is the name of all prophets. All of them. Because we're talking about the message, not the messenger. It means every exclusion, even in your faith, is dangerous here. You should think inclusive to find this relationship and relate to the existence. Put everything aside. Now, let's talk about this intelligence. This intelligence is hidden and the universe is visible. And all the images of us is some wave of this ocean. When we talk intelligently, I'm not doing something to be special. This is just a small wave in the ocean of knowledge which is running. Without seeing the giver of the secret, without knowing the secret of your existence, you will look like a horseman who doesn't understand and who lost his own horse, which is riding off on it. And he's trying hard to find the horse. Especially when we talk about the horse that you haven't seen, we come to that later. And he said, let's go back to talk about something else. Let's talk about this intelligence and the way you see the existence. How do you see the universe? He said, you only see the colors. And yes, colors are the visible form made for your eyes. But you know what you see? You see because of that invisible stuff which is light. And I'm sorry I cannot show you the light. The only way to show you the light is to wait until the night. When you don't see it, maybe you get something. Or then you don't see the colors. Then you should realize that, okay, here I see the color, here I don't. Therefore, the light causes that. I said, did you get this very elusive connection between what you see and the light? I said, there is another step further. There is some light that could appear in your heart.